Haskell, brother. Sunnyside. Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia. June 1st, 1898. Dear Brother Haskell, I received your letter last evening. Thank you for writing. All has been done that we could do, and yet it seems difficult for the people in Kurrenbong to exercise faith. I do not think any of us are where we ought to be in this matter. Unbelief seems to be the obstacle in the way of our advancement spiritually. We all need to pray, Lord, increase our faith. I spoke last Sabbath at 3 o'clock. We encouraged old and young, believers and unbelievers, to come to the meeting in the morning. Lunch was provided for them, and about 40 ate their dinners under the trees. They had a pleasant time in every way. There was a meeting in the forenoon and also in the afternoon on Sunday. W.C. White, Herbert Lacey, and wife went to Dora Creek. I spoke there to between 30 and 40 people. I had perfect freedom. Brother and Sister Lacey did their best in the singing, which was well executed. A number of unbelievers were present, and they seemed to be much interested. On Monday, we commenced our morning prayer meetings at 6 o'clock. 17 were present. I talked to them on faith, after which nearly all bore testimony, acknowledging that they saw their deficiencies in not exercising faith in God and putting their entire trust in Him, in not taking Christ as their personal Savior. I am sure some began to understand what it means to believe. W.C. White has been suffering severely with influenza. He has been so hoarse that he could say but a few words. At the Sunday evening meeting, we had a full house. My horses and carriages do good service on Sunday and Sabbath, bringing the people to meeting. The meeting on Sunday evening was reported to be a success. Many outsiders were present. Monday morning early, we were again in meeting, with a larger number out, and I had freedom in prayer and in speaking upon the subject of entire consecration to God and the exercise of faith in Christ's power and His willingness to impart to us His richest blessings as soon as we prepare the way to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Again, testimonies were born which evidenced that some were obtaining a better knowledge of the science of faith. At 9 o'clock on Monday morning, I spoke in the school building to a full room on the subject of the improvement of the talents which God has entrusted to every human being, of their obligation to improve these talents by use and thus gain others to render back to the giver. I read something upon this subject, and I know an impression was made upon many minds. One brother made his confession with weeping. He felt in his heart that he had backslidden from God. He saw that his talents had been neglected, that he had not made the best use of them. There was a good spirit in the meeting. Many hearts were softened and subdued by the Spirit of God. Many testimonies were borne by the students, both young and old. In the afternoon, meeting was held in the church. I attended and engaged in prayer. I talked to them a short time upon faith and told them my experience in the night season. I was before a company, talking with them upon faith and trying to make them understand that they were far behind in this respect. I was showing them that because of this, they had not advanced spiritually, that they had a deficient experience in the knowledge of God and their Redeemer. I was trying to show them that they must be able intelligently to voice the words of John, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world," that they must behold Him as their sin bearer. John 1, verse 29. Then the Word of God was opened before me in a most beautiful, striking light. Page after page was turned, and I read the gracious invitations and words of entreaty to seek God's glory and God's will, and all other things would be added. These invitations, promises, and assurances stood out as in golden letters. "Why do you not grasp them?" I said. "Seek first to know God before any other thing. Search the Scriptures. Feed on the words of Christ, which are spirit and life, and your knowledge will enlarge and expand. Study your Bible. Study not the philosophy contained in many books, but study the philosophy of the Word of the Living God. Other literature is of little consequence when compared with this. Do not crowd into your minds so many things that are cheap and unsatisfying. In the Word of God is spread before you the richest banquet. It is the Lord's table, abundantly provided, whereof you may eat and be satisfied." The promises of God stood out clear and distinct, as though placed in letters of gold. "Why, oh why, are they not appreciated? Why is not the heart filled with thanksgiving and praise? Why are your tongues so silent? Where are the words that express thanksgiving and praise to God for all His benefits? The talent of speech is misappropriated. Let the talent of choice words be given to God in thanksgiving and rejoicing, and this will glorify His name. Surrender self entirely to God. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, and be ye thankful." Colossians 3, verse 15. I cannot write more on this subject. I have not slept since 1 o'clock, and am writing these few words to you. After I had given my message to the people, I left, and others carried on the meeting. 3 times I spoke that day. Tuesday, we assembled again for worship. My heart was drawn out in supplication to God, that the deep things of God might be opened to the minds of those present, and that we might understand what it means to serve Him in love, and the language of the heart be, "I delight to do Thy will, O my God. Yea, Thy law is within my heart." Psalm 40, verse 8. It was when the heart of David was enlarged that he could run in the way of the commandments of the Lord. At 9 o'clock, I again spoke in the chapel of the school building to the students. I read something more in regard to the use of the talents. I had freedom in presenting before them the rich grace prepared for them if they would only receive and appreciate the heavenly gift. They would rejoice in the Lord in humble obedience to His requirements. Many testimonies were borne by the young men and young women. If they will only receive the truth as it is in Jesus, what light will shine forth from them to the world? There was a meeting last night in the church, but I have not yet heard about it, for none are yet up. My heart yearns for these young people. The Lord is waiting to bless them if they will open the door of the heart, but they must do this individually. I shall continue to labor as the Lord shall strengthen and bless me. My trust is in the Lord. He is my portion forever. We shall do all we possibly can on this occasion, and with the cooperation of God, we hope to see an advancement in spiritual lines. I am so thankful to our Heavenly Father that souls are still coming to the knowledge of the truth. We must keep drawing with Christ, and draw hard and continuously. We need faith, living, acting faith. The power of the Holy Spirit will work all who will be worked. We need the Lord Jesus with us every moment. Our soul should pant after Him, as the heart panteth after the water brooks. Tell Brother Starr I will write to him soon. Love to all in the house.